With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Congressman Jim Jordan failed to gain enough support from fellow Republicans to ascend to the speakership. New York Congressman Mike Lawler says it's not a matter of Jordan needing more time to gather enough votes.
I don't see the outcome changing. And so the question for Jim and for the conference is, how do we get back to work? Because that's the reality that we have to deal with.
Jordan lost 20 Republican votes in the first round of balloting Tuesday and lost 22 on Wednesday. A third round of voting is expected on Thursday. The prime suspect admits to Natalie Holloway's 2005 murder in Aruba. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
A U.S. judge says the chief suspect in Natalie Holloway's disappearance admitted he killed her and disposed of her remains. Jorin Vandersloot has agreed to plead guilty to charges he tried to extort money from the teen's mother years later. The disclosure came during a plea and sentencing hearing for the 36-year-old in federal court in Alabama. The Dutch citizen was sentenced to 20 years in prison for extortion and wire fraud, but as part of his plea agreement, that sentence will run concurrently with his sentence in Peru. That's where he's serving 28 years for killing another woman in 2010. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden on Wednesday said Egypt's president has agreed to open a border crossing into Gaza to allow in 20 trucks with humanitarian aid. Mr. Biden said he spoke with Egypt President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi after his visit to Israel, where leaders there agreed to allow the aid in. On Wall Street, the Dow up down, I should say, by 332 points, the Nasdaq dropping 219, the S&P lower by 58. This is SRN News. California has another self-inflicted problem.
Some people expressed concern when Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom decriminalized, quote, loitering with intent to commit prostitution. Now a whole lot more people are complaining that, right on schedule, there's been a sharp uptick in apparent prostitutes roaming the streets of California cities and towns. Local police don't like it either, saying that Newsom's move effectively ties their hands and makes it harder to prevent sex trafficking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from the FBI indicates that Jews were the faith group most likely to face hate crimes in the U.S. last year. There were more than 1,300 attacks on Jewish people in 2022, compared to just about 200 against Muslims, who came in second on the list. About half the hate crimes committed against Jews fell under the category of property damage and included vandalism at synagogues, schools, and cemeteries. This is SRN News. It was a full day for President Biden during his visit to Israel. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
President Joe Biden landed in Israel Wednesday morning, arriving to a situation that had deteriorated since he boarded Air Force One some 12 hours before. While airborne, news came of a major blast at a Gaza hospital that killed an estimated 500 people, triggering angry accusations that the Israeli military was at fault. The Israelis remain equally vehement in their denial, releasing video evidence to prove its point, which was accepted by President Biden. Nevertheless, Jordan's king canceled a planned meeting with President Biden and other Arab leaders in Amman following talks in Israel. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah terrorists based in Lebanon have threatened to make Wednesday an extreme day of rage. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.